Itsukushima Jinja. A great vermilion gate, standing in the sea, looking back at an island that was once forbidden ground. For most of its long history, ordinary people were not allowed to set foot on this island. The land itself was understood as sacred. Pilgrims arrived by boat, passed beneath the gate while still on the water, and approached the shrine without ever touching the ground. That is why the shrine appears to float. It was built to honor a place where humans were guests, never owners. The tide here changes the world twice a day. At high tide, the great gate stands knee-deep in the sea, the wooden walkways of the shrine seem to drift above water, and the whole island feels suspended. At low tide, the seabed appears, and you can walk all the way out to the gate, touching its enormous wooden pillars rising from the wet sand. The same place is two completely different places, depending on the hour. This is what the island has been quietly teaching for over 1400 years. Sacredness is not a fixed location. It is a rhythm, coming and going, hidden and revealed, water and earth, breath in and breath out. Stand on the shore. Listen to the tide. You are inside something that has been breathing for a very, very long time.